The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On, Julia Roberts.
She's got a beautiful smile. It's like a shark.
I love that thing. Just go, can you imagine how long it takes to brush those teeth? That's a compliment.
Playing in Europe.
I invaded Europe and dominated three different countries.
Eli Manning.
He was such a good teammate. He doesn't get respect enough for that. I watch those games. I see that guy getting tossed around like a ridiculous guy.
Groin shots.
I played with American League. He got hit there. It's like a solar eclipse. I couldn't stop looking at it. I know it wasn't supposed to. Only on one, not both. Everything else just faded away. Just me and this testy.
The Jason Greger Show presents Struds On.
Oh, man. First off, that was really good. That might be one of my favorites, actually.
He got thrown around like a guy. What is that?
Oh, I know. Why would you? I mean, I love that you're using Eli Manning, one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, but... Matt Connor, good job. That was really well done. I know people, we want to hear that all the time. How many intros does that make anyway? Is that four now or five?
No, that's, I mean, are we counting like the Celine Dion one?
Yeah, yeah.
That's probably six or seven, I would think.
Six or seven,
what?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. We'll have to put a compilation, a mixtape together. All right. It's about clothing issues. So I've been sitting on this one all week and I just got to get some advice. So I got dressed. One morning, I'm not going to say which morning because I don't want anyone that was involved in this to get embarrassed, but I got dressed one morning and put my jeans on, whatever, you know, and I like to wear them pretty tight. And I walk out of the house and I had to do my thing, whatever I was doing, whether it was on the ice, whatever. And then about halfway through the day, so I probably got dressed around 7 a.m. Just around lunch, I had to go into this meet and meet somebody. And I looked down on my left leg and there was a massive wad of something just above my knee in the back of my leg, like a massive tuft of something. So I'm sitting in this meeting with this person and I notice it. And then I start getting weird, you know, like, do they notice it? They must notice. How do they not notice it? But I've been walking around these jeans for 5 hours and I couldn't figure out why I couldn't figure it out. So I honestly lost complete focus of what was going on in the meeting. And I was trying to figure out, should I excuse myself and go out somewhere into the bathroom and pull my pants down and pull whatever is wadded up on the back of my knee, just above my knee, and take it out. So I honestly, the meeting was a complete waste. I didn't say anything. Eventually, I did leave, and I went and pulled it out. And Grace, you're not going to be surprised. It was a pair of my black Calvin Klein underwear. They were clean. So my wife must have done the laundry, or I did. And we didn't get these underwears out of my jeans. And so I want to ask you guys, and anyone can weigh in, what's the right protocol there? Do you remove yourself from an interaction, whether it's a lunch or visiting someone, and go and pull your what turned out to be my underwear, but it could have been a shirt. It's all happened. Find a sock, or you find your kid's t-shirt, or whatever your wife's whatever pants inside your pants. Should I remove myself, Connor, or should I just stayed with it like I did and grit it out and try to solve it out?
I think you got to grit it out. Wait for your opportunity, and when that opportunity comes, you strike. But I don't think you want to make yourself like, oh, I got to leave this meeting, because then you're just, the more of the attention's on you, and you're, you know, increasing your likelihood to get caught.
And that was my big fear. When I turned to walk out the room, they'd see this massive wad of something in the back of my legs. So I know, I think that's the right move, but you've had that. Have you ever had found clothes inside your clothes when you're getting changed?
No.
That's never happened.
That's never happened to me.
Greg, has that ever happened to you?
Well, yeah, a sock once.
You've never found a huge, not a huge, I mean, my buns are pretty tight, but a pair of black Calvin Klein underwear, your own underwear. You don't even wear black ones.
No. I never have. That's.
It's not that weird.
Why are you taking your underwear and your pants off at the same time?
Well, I don't. I think what happened is they were in the dryer or washer, and they just got bundled in there. We didn't notice it when we were doing it. And I put them on. I don't know how I didn't feel when I put them on. Like, it was a massive, a big wad.
It's impossible because you can barely, you got to spray your jeans on to get them on. They're so tight. So that's how I don't understand. Like, this is.
That's right. And like, I don't, this time I didn't.
Like, basically, you're telling the listeners, from what Connor and I are deducting from this, is that you wear thong underwear, and which is disgusting visual for all of us, and that's why you didn't feel it.
No, I only wear
you're
the not, same.
Well, your granny gear, you're gonna. No. People would feel, you would feel your granny gear undies in your jeans. They're so tight. So clearly, you're a thong guy now, which is the worst news I've ever heard. I don't. You know what?
That's
I might have to
true.
Nominate Connor and myself for the Willie Nylander comeback people of the week, just to have to come back from that visual.
Don't you know that's not true. I only wear black Calvin Klein underwear. I've done that since I was 20. The Worcester Mall, I bought them there. And that's for 24 years.
I might not come back from this. It might just be you. It might be the death blow for me.
Yeah. Like, can we change the subject? This is enough.
Yeah, well, so there
I'm
you go.
Out.
So that's my struts on. And I, thanks for all the advice. I'm just getting ripped. Someone said, why would your girlfriend's pants or your wife's pants be inside your pants? I don't know why. She's smaller. I don't know what's happening. But it was just my underwear. It was a black pair of Calvin Klein, unclean as a whistle.
Mm-hmm.
I put them back on the shelf when I got home.
Nice story.
Well, it's the truth. Mm-hmm. I wish it was a story. Yeah.
Do you want to, should we nominate you for the William Nylander comeback?
I've already won it.
You're just able, you were able to persevere through this meeting. Like, why would someone be looking at the back of your leg? That's what you were worried about. We're in a meeting face to face. Do you think they can see the back of my knee?
Right. I'm literally going to call this person back and in a couple of weeks and say, I'm sorry, I forgot what we talked about and go over it again. Cause I completely lost focus and that happened. It rarely happens.
Yeah, rarely.
But this happened for sure.